Oh, it's a Thursday. It's crunch time. What does that mean?
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It is the lightning round. The Sharks gonna play for the Stanley Cup. Nick can barely contain himself. The lightning round.
What is going on?
There's a little Ralph Cramden in there, but it happens.
All right. A pair of big games on the playoff schedule tonight. Let's start with the Game 7 in Pittsburgh. Evgeni Malkin guaranteed a Game 6 win to send the series back to Pittsburgh for Game 7, and the Pens delivered, leading to one of the more intense situations in sports, a Game 7 with a trip to the Stanley Cup Final on the line. A, Tampa Bay was literally in this exact situation a year ago with the Rangers having to do it on the road in Game 7. They've got the experience to do it again. Oh no, that was a Lightning team that had their number one goalie in net and their top scorer Stamkos on the ice. They can't overcome Sidney Crosby, Malkin, and Phil Kessel. Pens take Game 7 and the series. C, the Sharks are already in the final, and Joe Thornton said he'll play both sides so that the Lightning and Pens will team up for the first ever one-on-two Stanley Cup final.
Wait a minute. By the way, last year, Tampa Bay's down 3-2 to the Rangers, and the Rangers just went in the tank offensively, so I can't even think about that. And I've said it before, I thought that Sullivan made a brick move by trying to sneak Marc-Andre Fleury. Lesson learned, got it back. I'm going Pittsburgh all the way. I'm picking B.
From the biggest game in the history of the San Jose Sharks in the South Bay, you drive up 45 minutes on 101 to 880. The Roracle, it's the biggest, where the greatest regular season in team history and defending champions are now one loss away from elimination. A, the Thunder have all the momentum and the better players in this series. They take Game 5, and Steven Adams is relieved his nards won't be kicked by Draymond again. B, the Warriors are not going to be eliminated at home after winning 73 in the regular season. They're going to fight and kick their way to win.
Nice!
Thank you. Moving the series back to OKC. C, the NBA has it rigged for this series to go 7, and that's the extra edge that gets the Warriors the win tonight and maybe in Game 6 as well.
I've been talking about this for the better part of two shows. Until proven otherwise, I don't even see anybody beating OKC, especially this Golden State team. I think Oklahoma City shakes up the world and wins this thing in 5 tonight.
The least interesting thing to happen in the playoffs so far has been anything to do with the Eastern Conference. Kevin Love has been undefeated in the playoffs until the old lightning round jinx got to him and he lost 2 games in Canada, so he's still undefeated on American courts. A, the Cavs will put the Raptors out of their misery with a win in Canada, breaking the only the home team wins thing going on in that series. B, Toronto, like the Warriors, aren't going to be eliminated at home. Raptors win Game 6. Or C, Kevin Love hides dirt in his shoes from the beautiful shores of Lake Erie and tricks himself into thinking he's playing in America, and that's how the Cavs finally get to the NBA Finals.
Wow. You know what? Sometimes it's presented to you, but I tell you what, I think the bounce back ability factor of Love in Game 2 means they've put the disaster of Games 3 and 4 behind them. I'm going to go sort of against what's in my gut. I think the Cavs win it in 6A.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are calling up 19-year-old Julio Urias, making him the third 19-year-old to pitch in the majors this century, joining Dylan Bundy, pitched an inning and 2/3 when he was 19, and Felix Hernandez. You kind of know how good that guy's been. Urias has a 9.66 Ks per 9 innings pitched, over 41 innings in AAA, and has an ERA under 1 so far in like 8 starts. A, this kid has flown through the Dodgers minor league system and is the number one left-handed prospect around. There has to be a reason for him being called up at 19. He's pretty good. B, of the two kids to come up at 19, one of them disappeared back in the minor leagues for the last 4 years and is just okay in the bigs. This is more likely to be what happens with Urias. C, this is a Dodgers ploy to delay Urias' free agency availability. He could be a super pitcher, and by not having to pay him until 2022 instead of 2021, the Dodgers will have Kershaw's salary off the books when Kershaw will be 32, moving from one big-time lefty to another.
Wow. I remember another 19-year-old came up in 1984, was on his way to the Hall of Fame, and then someone said, this white powder is cocaine. That was Dwight Gooden. I just think it's tough to buck the odds. These hitters are killers. I think he'll get a look. He'll probably end up back in the minor leagues. Not saying he won't have a successful career, but difficult to believe a 19-year-old is up to stay. I'm going to go B.